Darren, congratulations. That was a hard-end victory, but I think the feeling is that Harps deserved it.
Yeah, I would like to think it was a very entertaining game of football. To be fair, both teams had a real go. I didn't think we deserved to be 2-0 up. You know, I thought they started the game really, really well. But we took our opportunities that came along, something that we haven't been doing. And we went 2-0 up, and then it was a really strange game because I thought at that stage then when we did go 2-0 up, we then started to play with a wee bit more conviction and we showed a wee bit more creativity and in the final third, and then another penalties give against us and then another goal is conceded from a set piece. Mm. Now, I've spoke to the players in there. The thing that just frustrates me a wee bit with them is that obviously the players don't think it's a foul, but when the ball goes into the box from the set piece, it's a free. It's a man's free inside the 6-yard box. They're having a go at the referee and the assistant for giving the free kick. I want them to have a go at each other because it's the second phase of play. You know, the free kick's been given. It's done and it's dusted. Defend the ball into the box. You don't do that. But then don't go chasing the referee and chasing the assistant referee looking at a decision that can never be overturned.
Yeah.
Go and point the finger at the boy that's meant to be doing his job. Yeah. That's how you grow as a team,
yeah.
And especially as young players, that's how you learn.
And in fairness to Longford, there were a few incidents before that goal, Darren, where set-piece situations, they were men free in the box, so they had been threatening.
Yeah, look, we looked at Longford quite in-depth this week, just because their two goals last week against Kerry came from set-pieces, both corners. The 10 opportunities that they had in the game against Kerry, 9 of them were from set pieces. They're direct, they're strong, they're physical. They put the ball into good area and they attack the ball very well. We didn't defend it well in the first half, and there was a few times in the second half where again they got some free headers. But what I asked them at half time was to do something that they hadn't done in a long, long time and respond. Because there has been a few people who have given them a few knocks. Unfairly, I might add, because they have competed in every game this year, and again, all three of our goals come from open play. You know, we haven't scored from a set piece this season, so all three of our goals have come from open play again. And they kept going, and they kept going. And what I said to them in there was that the two changes in the game play a huge impact in winning the game. Sean does extremely well for the goal. He's learning as he's getting older. He lifts his head and he rolls it back to success, and it's a good finish. And then Connor Tursh makes an unbelievable challenge around the 90th minute mark. You know, he blocks, he gets down and he makes a great block and it goes out for a corner. So that's important. Yep, people are disappointed they're not playing, but it's nice that they come on and respond in the way they do. And it's a good 3 points for us. There's no getting away from that, because Longford were coming here off the back of their first win last weekend. And obviously we had the 3-2 win in Longford the first day of the season, so they were well up for it. And to be fair, we nicked it in the end. If they had nicked it in the end, I probably would be saying the same thing. I thought it was a really good game of football and a real good advertisement, and you know, I'm just delighted to have come out in the far side.
Yeah, and plenty of incident too, so many talking points. Max Johnson with that opening goal first for him. Tony McNamee, what a spectacular goal from the captain. That's his 5th goal of the season. And then that winner at the end from Big Success, who had a hand in the opening goal as well.
Yeah, look, all round again, we were very good. And lots of things. There's some things we obviously disappointed in there as a group, and it's things that we'll work on again this week for a difficult trip to UCD. But it's just pleasing, you know, because let's look here. Again, I'm very honest in all my interviews, as you guys know me very well. We have been struggling to score goals, so we have been creating chances, but we haven't been taking them. But tonight we created chances and took 3 of them. So that's the most pleasing thing. And again, we've worked very, very hard this week. Very, very hard this week, and a lot of crossing and finishing drills, a lot of finishing drills. And look, thankfully for us, it's paid off. And as I say, it's now on to a really difficult game against UCD.